another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, brought to you by, not MetaThreads. Why am I thinking MetaThreads? Mainframe USA, and also brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. And toast, because you can get Video Game Bank toast at this place. It's amazing. In Sacramento, California, downtown on 11th and K, go to Oblivion Comics and Coffee and order yourself a bang. Put it in your mouth. Order it with a nice side of black coffee, because that's what goes best with it. Joining me on the show, he had his 100th episode of the weekend show this last weekend. And he brought a very special guest that I didn't approve. So we'll have to air out those grievances. Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, man? You just bringing people on the show. God of Knockers, thank you for the host. So you're just bringing people God on the show. Knockers. I specifically banned her from this show, from this house. She was not allowed to cross that threshold, yet you brought her anyways.
She was in the neighborhood, and she said, hey, could I use the bathroom? I said, hey, you want to be on the show? She said, yep. And I was like, all right, there we go.
She's like a vampire, so now she can just cross whenever she wants.
Yeah, when you invite him in once.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just kidding. She did great. I'm glad she's back. And it just to shut you guys up, because she was never banned in the first place, you assholes. Everybody who listens to the show and says she was banned, she was not banned.
A lot of Illuminati symbols in the chat room.
Banned is a strong word. She was never banned. She's always had an open invitation to come back, but it's just she's been busy. I don't think she likes me much. I mean, whatever it was, it wasn't like nothing crazy. So she's more than welcome back anytime. And I'm glad she did it for the 100th episode for your show. Congratulations. No small feat.
It was a arduous task. And we made it happen.
Yeah.
Where did the day calendar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of arduous, he's back on the show, hat on backwards, wearing a ugly t-shirt. Both of you guys are wearing ugly t-shirts.
I'm quite fond of it, actually.
These are terrible t-shirts that no one should ever wear.
Quite, it is actually super comfortable. It is actually super comfortable.
It's a shirt.
Yeah.
You can buy them.
Like, what do you mean it's super comfortable? I didn't know that it was a shirt. I thought it was just my skin.
That's so what?
Yeah.
These guys are.
That's a cloud.
That's how comfortable it is.
It's like wearing a cloud.
What are you wearing, Webb?
I'm wearing a. I buy my own Gatorade shirt.
Is it because I buy my own Gatorade?
Because I buy my own Gatorade. I don't always drink Gatorade, but when I do, I buy my own.
Yeah.
So these are the shirts that Ivy created for the sole intent and purpose of like just ruining my life.
Of trolling you. So if you guys want to troll,
why can't
Corey,
we just let this die? This
go meme, get the shirt.
The meme is
get
over.
Get the shirt. Troll him. Oh, it's not over.
It's like
over. Look at that. Look at that shirt.
It's like the thinner
look
curse.
At, look at Webb modeling this glorious shirt. It's wonderful.
You can feel this shirt. It's like gold.
That
exactly.
Shirt does.
At least they bought their own shirt too. You know.
Did they buy it?
They bought their own shirts too.
All right,
seven of them.
And you heard her voice.
Mexican vending ladies on the corner.
She is the she's the one who just is intent on making my life. You know this show. I bet if we count up all the things, all the transgressions, you've probably done more mean things to me than I've ever done to you, for sure.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
How?
She said, who, me?
All of the stuff you talk about my mom and Luke Cage. I mean, that's
just... Oh, we need to make Luke Cage an emote.
No. No, we do not. And that's just yes, below the belt. I mean, that's bringing my mother into this, who's a saint, the patron saint of my life. She and you sully her name. And then this t-shirt business. I mean, I've never gone so far as create a t-shirt to troll someone. Yet you did this like at the drop of a hat.
Because I'm amazing.
And you're so humble, too.
Witness the power of doom. And
you blow me away with your humbleness. Ivy, I hear you did something pretty fun last night. Would you like to summarize for us?
I went to the Lady Gaga concert, and it was phenomenal. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Wait, what?
So good.
I thought you had good taste in music, so I was really blown away.
I like everything but country and Kiss My Ass.
Wow.
Mr. Gatorade.
Everything but country.
Well, there goes everything but country. Country, I hate country.
Yeah, we had a really big following in Texas, and now they're gone.
Nashville, yeah.
I do have actually a big following in Texas. I'm so sorry, guys. I love you guys. I still love you guys, even though I don't like the music. But I still love you guys. Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. A lot of stuff from, you know, her new CD, of course. Tons of,
you
know,
old
goodies.
She has a new CD?
Yeah, she has a new CD called Joanne. And then she got really personal with a lot of information about her family, which was like, it was actually kind of cool to see her open herself up.
I
want to
hear
from
chat first of all, then we'll go around the table because I think we know what Ivy thinks. But I'm of the opinion that Lady Gaga is pretty washed up. I think she's done.
She's washed up.
She's very much washed up. Once you go on the Super Bowl circuit, it means that you're done.
Incorrect.
Are you sure?
No.
Positive.
I mean, Prince was on there. You know, he was an 80s star.
Beyonce.
Oh, way washed up.
Whoa.
What has she done since Single Ladies?
I'm going to keep my mouth quiet about.
What has she done? Are you a Beyonce fan?
I'm.
Are you gonna defend her?
Say anything.
She's.
She has a thing called the Beehive. You ever heard of them?
Yeah. Never heard of it.
All right.
They're
then.
Vicious.
All right.
What does it mean?
I'm going to leave.
Insult Beyonce. See it.
You remember when the PC wrath came at me?
Yeah.
You think that was bad?
You thought that was bad?
Really?
No.
What can happen? What's the worst that can happen?
Queen
I'm going to say it right now.
Careers.
I'm going to say it right now. Fuck Beyonce.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
No, you can't say that.
I just did.
The views of Corey Vincent do not reflect the video game bag as a whole.
They only represent Corey Vincent.
I want to poke this beehive.
Okay. All right.
No, let's see what happens. No. I'm out.
See?
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. You I'm not part of this.
Me, Ivy, and Aaron are going to start our own show.
Am
I gonna end up like Macaulay Culkin in that one movie where he's a little kid and he gets stung by the bees?
Damn, and he dies.
He died. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah, pretty much.
That movie's so sad.
You do not want to get on that.
My Girl is the movie. I actually cried when I saw that movie.
It was My Girl, and that was a very sad movie.
Yeah, it was so sad. He can't see without his glasses. God damn.
Throw him in the casket.
But I said it once, I said it again. Fuck Beyonce. And come at me.
Stop!
Come at me.
Nismonic is with
me. No, don't say that.
Oh, well, duh.
Is Nismonic on my back? He got my back?
Yeah, he says delete her out of video game bang.
Oh, yeah. So as long as Nismonic's got my back, I think we're good.
Can we talk about your shirt, Corey? Let's talk about shirts. Let's talk about your
shirt. Yeah, if we want to talk about
what
an actual dope ass shirt.
The tie dye?
Yeah. No.
It's a little
tie-dye,
yeah.
It's like tie-dye.
Okay, so
in the 70s now. It's my narwhal t-shirt. I went to the Smithsonian Natural History Museum on my free day in D.C. Everyone was asking me, because for the first time, I've been to D.C. 3 times in the last 3 months, and never have I had a day to myself. Usually it's always I have to go do an event or something, but I had one day where I could actually go see what I wanted. And the only thing in Washington, D.C. that I really wanted to see that I haven't seen yet is the big T-Rex bones. I don't know why. I don't care about history. I don't care about paintings. I don't care about any of that shit.
Okay.
I want to see big-ass dinosaur bones. So I went
to
we were
going to see something else.
what did you think I was going to say, Ivy?
Well, you started off with a D.
No, Ivy, go ahead. No, go ahead, Ivy. I want to hear from Ivy. What? Come on.
Were you there at night?
Yeah. No, I was there during the day.
Terrible. Should have gone at night.
But I did see these big ass dinosaur bones. I saw the bones of a T-Rex. I saw the bones of the great Triceratops. I saw mummies. And actually, I didn't think I was ready to see mummies. Like,
are they alive?
It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
It is super weird. Yeah. Describe it. What am I thinking? What's that awkward feeling?
What made it weird for me? Well, when I saw my first mummy, I was taking photos of everything that I was seeing. But then when I got to, like, the sarcophagus, and then when I got to the actual mummy, the embalmed body, you know, I have my phone out, and it just felt horribly wrong to go and take a photo. So as soon as I whipped my phone out to go snap a photo, I did not take a photo. I just put it right back in my pocket. It just felt wrong because I was in the presence of
the dead.
It was a dead body. It's somebody that had been alive, you know, a very long time ago. And therefore it became a thing of respect at that point for me. You know, I was there being respectful of that person that is no longer there. I couldn't bring myself to take a photo of it.
I 100% agree. I did take a picture of it though. I did.
Of course you would.
But
yeah, are we surprised?
But here's the deal. No. Before that though, they had the bones of like a guy who's like from the 1800s or something like that, who his job was basically to procure things for the museums. Like that was his job.
And so who's Indiana Jones?
So he became an exhibit for.
And yeah, that's what they did. Because he was so famous for doing that thing, they took his bones and they had them laid out there. And because like.
What if he like really hated his job?
No, he loved
it. Who was famous for what?
I don't know. It was like a guy who procured stuff for museums. Like that was his job. They had a photo of him right there. Like not the mummies. The mummies, there was no photos. They don't know what that person was or, you know, whatever. But this guy had a face that was right up above his bones that were laying on like this glittery rock stuff. And I agree with you there. I could not take the picture when I see his smiling face up here, all life and vibrant. And then I look down and I see fucking just bone, and I couldn't do it. For the mummy, I was able to. I'd seen enough movies.
Anthony in chat says that it's probably because we're seeing what we're going to look like once we die.
Oh, this is getting really fucking morbid. Aaron, you go to Washington, D.C. What's the one thing you would like to see?
I guess the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay.
Oh, no. I take it back. What's the big fire?
Washington Monument?
Yeah, the Washington
But what's
Monument.
The pool called?
Reflection Lake.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I want to see that because...
Which is... Isn't that right by... like?
It's right underneath it. Actually, it's all in what you're
yeah,
talking
about.
Yeah,
it's like one block, right?
Yeah.
Not block, but like...
The pillar is right there in the middle, and then the lake goes right down there, and that leads to the Lincoln Memorial. So you see it all in one shot.
Yeah, like so many awesome things have happened there. You know, there's the Forrest Gump movie, of course. I took out seven, you know, super mutants and Fallout, like right on that
I
spot.
Wanted to find Lincoln's shotgun. I know where they hide that bitch.
Yeah, like
I wanted to go find Lincoln's shotgun.
It's a dope place to be, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of like Fallout influence going through my head as I was checking out these monuments. I felt like I'd been there before.
Yeah.
And even the same thing when I was in Boston, you know, that the hardest level in Fallout 4 where you have to follow the what's that red trail called? Is it the Freedom Trail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
It's like super hard to find.
Yeah, because it's all broken. Yeah, but I actually followed that trail for a while when we were in Boston. So going to spots that you see recreated in video games is pretty surreal.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got to talk about one more thing. I've been flying a lot lately, and I finally had my first like flight nightmare situation.
Oh, yeah, I saw something on Twitter.
What happened?
You beaten and dragged off of a plane?
I wish. Wow. I mean, I would have gotten a big lawsuit at that rate, and I could have quit the show. I could have quit everything, but no. Nay. It started off with something fine. Like, flight delays are okay. Like, I expect that to happen eventually. I was supposed to fly from D.C. to Dallas, from Dallas to Sacramento. Flight got delayed to where we missed the connection, but they told me you should probably just go to Dallas anyways. So I did. And I get to there, they have made me wait in this long ass line with everybody who got off the plane, and then they hand you like a voucher for a hotel, which is like, okay, pretty cool. And they're like, yeah, you go down here, and here's a voucher for like a burrito. Go get some food. Everything sounded okay. I go down, I'm staying at, like, they just handed them out randomly. Like, some people were at a Super 8, and I was like, oh man, that fucking sucks.
Oh, wow. So they didn't even.
No. And it was random. I got a Quality in, which I was like, okay, like, that's a step above the Super 8.
It's Quality.
Idiots, yeah. And then other people had a Wyndham, which was, like, really nice. I was like, why didn't I get the
Wyndham?
Oh,
yeah, Wyndhams are nice.
Yeah, so whatever. I got my burrito.
Well, isn't your Wyndham going to be for first class and business class passengers?
Probably.
No, it seemed to be completely random because a woman in a wheelchair got the Super 8. And
maybe they only had wheelchair access at the Super 8?
I don't think so.
Wyndham doesn't believe
Wyndham
in,
does, yeah.
No, I wheelchair. Don't think so. So I thought about trading the lady in a wheelchair.
Really?
Like, maybe, and I should offer her my Quality and take the Super 8. I didn't, which ended up being a good thing because I'm sitting there with this whole huge mass of people because a lot of people miss their connections. And everyone's getting on these little buses and going to their hotel. Everyone going. I'm sitting there like, okay, I've seen this one come by like three times. Where the fuck is quality? I call and they're like, oh, yeah, we stopped sending shuttles out there like 2 hours ago. And I said, okay, so 45 minutes in, nothing. I go on to pull up my Lyft app. Like, there's no drivers in my area.
Really?
Yeah. Like, this is late because it's like,
what about Uber?
It's like 1.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
It's 1 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People are asleep.
I go back inside up to, and airports are big. And just by nature, they happen to be big. I go up there.
Airports are big, everybody.
I'm in A17, and they're like, okay, this section is closed for American Airlines. Go all the way to like C20.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, fuck, I'm hoofing it. So I'm walking. I walk about 20 minutes, get to C20, and I ask them, and there's nobody there now. That one's closed too. So there's no employees, and there's one other dude from South Africa, this big ass dude. And I was like,
you two were the only ones that got quality in?
That's what I said. I said, what's your story? He's like, they gave me quality. And like,
that is the worst South African accent.
No, I shouldn't have done it.
Should have just went for African, not even.
Well, can you do it for me?
Wow.
I was talking to Webb.
Wow. Yeah, sure,
I was looking clearly at Webb.
Sure you were.
I was clearly looking at Webb. Anyways, guys are stupid. That's not even the point of the story.
Strider said Doomfist. You met Doomfist at the airport? So what did you get to do?
So me and this dude are just sitting there like, well, what do we do? Like,
he sounded Indian.
We wish once they kick you out of the airport section past security, you can't go back in because security's gone. Like the airport was a ghost town until 4 a.m., they said.
Wow. So because airports don't close, right?
This one did.
What do you mean this one?
It was closed, man. There was nobody around. There was just like giant Zambonis like going through cleaning the floor.
That's one of the Zamboni guys.
100% was not a Zamboni.
It was a Zamboni.
Because there's no ice.
I'm pretty sure it was a Zamboni.
They have Zambonis that clean floors.
It's a floor Zamboni.
Yeah, because I have a Zamboni at my job. I use it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have a Zamboni in my garage.
Okay.
What is a Zamboni?
Zamboni is that thing.
Just think of it as a big mop. It's an electric mop.
Giant, okay, it's a riding lawnmower.
It's a car mop.
For floor. Yes.
Floor mop. Yeah, floor mop.
Car. It's a floor driving lawnmower.
It's a car Zumba.
Yeah.
It's a car Zumba.
A Zoom Roomba, I mean.
Roomba.
Car Roomba.
Roomba. Not Zumba. Yeah. Car Roomba.
We are sitting there chatting it up. He's telling me his story was even worse. Like, he'd been in this, he's been going around for like 3 days, not been able to get where he's going.
First time in America, and this place sucks.
Guys. Yeah, no, he was pissed, but he was like, you know, I keep calm, and I've been nice to people. And I had, too, up to this point. I'd been super nice. I tried to be really, you know, as nice as I could to everybody. We see a lady come by wearing an American Airlines thing. She's kind of far away, so we start, like, trying to get her attention. Hey, lady. And she opens the door, like, looks at us and slams the door. Pretended not to hear us.
Jeez.
An American Airlines employee saw it. I know we were yelling loud. Hey, can we get some help? Can we get some help? Slam the fucking door.
Yeah, man.
And we just look at each other like, did that just happen? Like, what the hell? So we go up and we start pounding on the door now. We're like, hey, lady, don't ignore us. You know?
That's how you get arrested. Okay.
Oh, we didn't care. It would have been better. At least we would have had a bed.
I was to say, you have a nice place to stay.
Yeah. We'd built up a rapport at this point, so no funny business in jail.
So does that mean that Energy will no longer be booking at American?
Oh, hell no. Yeah, hell no. The lady finally comes to the door and then gives a shit. She's like, hey, I'm off. Like, we are closed until 3 o'clock. And she starts going off on us. And we're like, hey, listen. Like, when she finally let us talk, we were like, you gave us ticket to a place that we can't get to. Like, we got, like, 4 hours to go. And she's like, well, you should lift or something like that, and we'll reimburse you.
Damn.
I said, well, we tried. And she, like, gave the biggest attitude, came out like we had just like kicked her dog. She was a bitch the entire time. Finally gave us, she at least, at the very least, she got us in the Wyndham.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you got in the Wyndham.
Got into the Wyndham at about probably 2:30. So 2:30 a.m. And when they book you flights, they're not trying to be nice. They're not like, hey, let's give you a nice flight. Let's put you up towards the front. Both of my flights were like row 30 in the middle.
They just fit you in where there's an opening.
Yeah, my boarding was like 6 or 7, so you're like the last one on the plane. All these flights were completely booked, so there's no, you know, they keep trying to talk you into checking your baggage. It was It sucked. So I decided at this point I was going to do the right thing. And I was like, I'm not going to let the situation beat me. You know, I'm not going to go sleep 3 hours and go back to that place. I'm going to book a flight at like 3:30. I'm going to sleep my ass in. It's the first time I've slept in probably like 3 weeks. I'm going to go get some badass Texas barbecue, and I'm just going to just chill the whole day. And that's what I did. Took this shitty situation. Barbecue in Texas, believe the hype. It is not like fake. Usually,
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Usually, I'm of the opinion, like when I was in Spain, I tried Spanish food. I was like, oh, shit, I've had this downtown Sacramento. Like, I've had better. But this Texas barbecue was legit the best barbecue I've ever had.
I wasn't familiar with the place you've been to, but I've had barbecue down in Texas for like family reunion, and yeah, it's definitely the truth. I've had food over in Hawaii, and I
Hawaiian food?
No, it wasn't Hawaiian food though. It was just like mainland food, just regular stuff, but it just tasted differently. And I was like, is it because they're on an island, so maybe their stuff that comes over is a little different, or
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, like
Royale with cheese.
We're still in America here, but it's just, you know, we got a whole bunch of water around. Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking that's what I put it akin to barbecue in Texas. Like, we're still in America, but it's just, this is
something was different. They just know what they're doing. Like, I have no idea why. Like, I couldn't even.
It's real cow.
I couldn't even put the brisket on the fork. It was so freaking like juicy and like.
Yeah, it's actual cow.
It was.
And in California, we don't have real cows at the barbecue now.
I thought we had happy cows.
We had. We have.
Yeah, because they don't die.
Yeah.
Okay. They just make milk.
They just
and
make
milk.
Cheese. Milk and cheese.
Fuck. Well, I ended up getting my flight. I got an authentic Dallas Cowboys hat, which I was super happy about. I finally, because that's the number one thing. Aaron, I'm sure you've been to Texas a few times, but when you're a Cowboys fan who lives in Sacramento, that's the thing people always give you shit. Have you even been to Dallas, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you even, you don't
I
even
have to
even
tell
been
everybody,
because
they're like, what are you, you were born in California. I'm like, my entire family's from Texas. I was just born in California.
Yeah.
So from birth, growing up, it's always been Thanksgiving, Dallas. It's on the TV. You know, any.
Well, did Mia Khalifa ever freaking get back to you on your tweet?
No, I'm pretty sure she unfollowed me after I tweeted that.
Oh, did you see her tweet?
No, what was it?
Of them slamming back at her when she tweeted, "I'd rather date a vegan than be a Dallas Cowboy fan."
What did Dallas say?
Oh no, it got a little
Got a little heated.
Heated?
No, not heated. It was very diplomatic.
Was it
the Cowboys responded back?
No, not the Cowboys. A Cowboy fan.
Tony Romo responded back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it got a little diplomatic.
Okay. Speaking of Twitter beefs, I got myself into a Twitter beef this last week.
Was it from the Beehive?
It was not.
Oh, well, get ready for that.
Did I already say fuck Beyonce? Because I'll say it again.
You need to stop that.
Remember, the views of Corey Vincent are just the views of Corey Vincent.
Not
Vinny.
And
not
not
any.
In any way.
Anybody
or Ivy Doom Kitty.
Or Ivy Doom Kitty. Or the rest of the U.S.
It was with Luminosity Gaming.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant. I love that. That was funny as hell.
And I'm going to be honest. I've had the most fun with my job in the last, like, 2 weeks. I've been home. I've been able to relax. I feel recharged, and I feel like, you know, our Rocket League team is performing. Everyone's just performing. We're doing so good energy esports. So, you know,
they're saying in chat that your beard has gone to your head.
No, whatever.
It's growing out of your ears now.
No, well, that's always been the case. But we we had a lot of fun, you know, just trolling, stirring the pot a little bit. It makes it interesting when you see, you know, the organizations have a little skin in the game when they care. You know, there's
thanks
nothing
internal Morky.
There's nothing worse than, like, you know, when your teams are just so generic. I just hate it. You know,
diplomatic.
Yeah, just the whole, you know, we're about to play at 2:00. Everyone hope we win. Then at the end, GG, everybody. That was sure fun. Everybody did that 110%. We like to have fun. You know, and it's always in lightheartedness. And so we've been trolling pretty hard on some other teams with Rocket League. But Luminosity did not like it. And they actually went to my personal account.
Wow.
And added me and said, you're a sensitive little fella, aren't you?
Oh, that
or
one?
Something like that.
I saw that on there.
Yeah. All I said was, and our Smite team trolls. So I try and my strategy.
Hold on, so they followed you?
No, they didn't follow me. They just added me.
Oh.
No, they're never going to follow me. But what happened is, I mean, I like to channel. I would never do something that the players didn't want me to, put it that way. So like with Nairo.
Thanks, KFIN 16.
He's super nice. He's super humble. And he that community is so tight knit that we don't really talk shit about each other in that community. It is more positive. And, you know, so we still have personality and stuff, but we're not going to go in there and start trolling people.
Right.
Rocket League, Energy Rocket League team has a bitter rivalry with G2. And so, yeah, we're going to go at them. You know,
and
my philosophy is it's fun. The fans really enjoy it, most of them. And if it gives the guys a small mental advantage, what if one of the other players reads it and gets tilted? Like,
right, exactly.
That's,
yeah.
I'm like a player off the field in a way.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
Does that make me a player? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm pretty much esports at this point.
No, it doesn't.
Are you sure?
Exactly, okay.
So when they get the championship ring, I shouldn't get sized?
You should not get sized.
You show up.
You mean like
the saddest thing.
Sized by
up,
looking.
There's the three Rocket League players, and then there's Corey, and they go one ring, two ring, three ring. Corey reaches out, and the guy just walks away.
But I put a fire tweet. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, so we were in the zone. Basically, the Energy Invitational was happening for High Res, where they put together like these fantasy squads and had them play. And Yamen was teamed with two Luminosity guys. And there's this amazing meme of Yamen making this face where he's like, what the fuck? So I was like,
Hey, Corey.
What?
Lunchbox says you're a towel girl.
I don't even know what that means.
And during the TARDIS is saying that's like the water boy getting a huge ring.
So I put a tweet out that says Yamen realizing he has to carry two Luminosity players. And it was funny. It was like the event didn't even matter. Like,
yeah.
But Luminosity was like, you guys are obsessed with us or something like that.
Yeah.
So I replied with another picture of Yamen in like these really short shorts wearing like a boa and stuff. And I sent them like a kissy face or something like that. And then they found my personal account and started fucking with me.
Thanks, so, Kentucky Thrill. You rock.
What's happening?
We're getting followers.
I'm shouting out everyone that's following.
Oh,
the new fools are.
Yeah, we don't shout out the followers.
I do.
Well,
appreciate everyone.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
All right. Love from just me. Screw these other guys.
Yeah, just love from Ivy Doom Kitty. But what do you think of that, Aaron? What do you think? Because I've been catching a lot of flack. There's a lot of people with very spirited opinions saying that it's not an org spot to be doing that.
No, yeah, it is. You talk trash. You I mean, it's all in good fun. It's the best part of sports in general. If anybody looks at any history, Michael Jordan, one of the worst trash talkers of all, he would get in your face and get personal. He's like, oh, how's that divorce coming? Like, right on the court.
Damn!
And if that tilts the player,
yeah,
then it gets the Bulls a couple of rings.
Now, here's the difference, though.
Okay.
What if the Bulls go on Twitter and say, how's the divorce coming?
That's fine.
You think so?
Look at. Okay, let's switch it to current now. What's his name? Mayweather versus.
McGregor.
McGregor.
Yeah.
McGregor was wearing a jersey, yeah, was he not?
He wore a Cavaliers jersey.
Yeah.
Right?
Of the dude that slept with Mayweather's wife. Exactly.
Did he really?
Yes.
He wore it to the fight. Like there's a picture of him walking through the tunnel, wearing the Cavaliers jersey
like
on his way to the ring.
That, no words needed.
Wow.
No words needed, right?
But still, that's athlete talking shit about athlete.
Okay.
This isn't the organization that they represent. And I'm playing devil's advocate against myself here at this point because I think it's totally fine. I think
it's fine. It's fine. No, yeah, it's fine.
I think it depends on the voice of the org and how you want to like conduct yourself. Like, you have built up that voice. That's your guys' voice. You guys troll. You guys have fun. You guys goof off. Some orgs don't do that, and so I think maybe I don't follow Luminosity. So do they do that stuff? Or?
I don't feel like
no.
the
okay, so.
I don't feel like the Twitterverse is a actual representation of the ideas and, you know, ideals per se of the whole organization. They're the team's kind of hype man, you know.
Thank
so
you, huge ass beers to go.
They gotta
I like that name.
They gotta pump up their squad, you know?
Yeah.
And that whole friendly shake hands after a tennis match BS, no. You know, if my team wins and we smash the other teams, I'm throwing up a gif of somebody handing over an L to them. I'm like, hold this. And then just leaving it there. Let that sting real quick.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a code to what I do. It's not just mindless shit talking. There's a code. There's certain orgs that have a history with us of stuff even behind the scenes that people don't know about. that and some of their fans are just so annoying. Like G2, the reason we troll G2 is we like G2. The players are nice. The org is huge and very well respected, but their fans suck. I'm sorry, if you're a G2 Rocket League fan, you should switch. Otherwise, you suck because their team makes excuses all the damn time. We've beat them so many times, but they beat us like one time, 4-0, and then there's always an excuse. Some guy's ping is high, and he'll tweet at the end, good job to Energy, but my ping was high, and blah, 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 blah. And all their fans go start talking shit about us, how we got lucky, this, this, this. So this last time we beat them, I made a GIF that was an excuse generator. It was a button with their team logo on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I told, hey, I said, don't worry. And it wasn't directed even at the players or the org. It was, I said, hey, G2 fans, don't worry. We got you this time. Because we beat them clean with a sub. We played them in the finals with a substitute player and still put that ass whooping down on them. And they, needless to say, they were not all too happy. So that's why I wanted to bring it to you guys, just to see what you think. Ivy, what do you think about trash talking?
I'm actually cool with it as long as it's all in, you know, like good sport. You know, you're being good sport at it. You're not getting personal with it and on social media. You know what I mean?
Get personal.
Now if it's a thing of, you know, like amongst friends, I'll totally talk about your mom all day long.
Said I found this arrest record. All right, G2. No. Let's see what you guys were arrested for.
Luke Cage.
DUI.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Being
see,
in public?
Yeah, never get personal on social like that. You know. I think it's cool. It's fine. I saw some of those tweets though, where a lot of people were like, "Oh, best tweet ever." Oh, you know, the guy behind Energy needs to get a raise. You know, like there was a lot of praise. Then as I'm scrolling through, I'm seeing some people are saying, oh, you know what, like, this is not professional, and blah, 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 blah. But then you got other people that are commenting underneath of that as like, hey, have you ever heard of Wendy's? Have you ever seen their Twitter? It's awesome. It's different. You know, it's hilarious. And I think that when you have, an account that's, like, on that level with that, like, that kind of a social media presence that's an organization that's also, you know, doing the trolling thing, but they're not harsh. And, you know, there's like a lot of fun behind that or witty, you know, a bit of a smart ass going on. It actually attracts people. Like, I follow the Wendy's Twitter account specifically because I love how that account trolls. It's hilarious. You know, I get laughs off of it. So I honestly feel like you're handling it well. It, at the end of the day, it boils down to what, you know, your upper management says. And if they're like, hey, you're doing a great job, we love what you're doing, you know, people love it on Twitter, blah, 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 then that's the most important thing at the end of the day. As long as your boss is like it, then by all means, you have my blessing.
Yeah, I hear
vaya con Dios.
When especially in the Rocket League community, you know, when people are trying to talk about both positive and negatives about it, I guess there's this other organization called Mock It out there, and they have a squad. I believe they're European. I saw them at Worlds, but for some reason, everybody hated them. Like, everyone was rooting against them every time they played. Come to find out, I think part of the reason was people just see that org as scummy because I think during one of the Rocket League matches, they started, they made fun of an enemy or an opponent team, enemy team, an opponent team's weight. Like, they said something about they should.
No, that's getting personal, and that's going to a place you should not. And that I think is unprofessional. That's absolutely uncalled for.
I would never do that. Like, Energy, we would never do that. Like,
no, that's not trolling anymore. That's just you being
just
an asshole.
Mean.
Crappy,
yeah.
That's you being a crappy human.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we have Rocket League fans in chat. If you guys actually know the full story or could link me to the Reddit or something, I'd like to actually know more. All I know is from what I've pieced together from other people's tweets on the situation. But I think he said something about their account said something if they focus more on Rocket League than food or something like that. Something just
damn
something,
son.
Something
did you
just
find that.
Aaron, what do you think about that?
That's for the courts.
The courts.
That's for the courts. Like in my neighborhood, and we have a basketball court up the street from my house, and they that's the talk you hear. That's what I mean by the court. That's okay. That's the fields, the street football type of stuff. I like that. To me, all right. Like, I understand, you know, that.
You have put out that tweet?
I wouldn't have put out that tweet.
Okay.
That's because I know more than just, you know, the people that I know are looking at me, you know, because I'm on Twitter. So that means there's, you know, potentially an infinite amount of people looking at me. You know, this will be seen for the rest of internet's life. You know what I'm saying? But if it's more of a close, you know, a little, you know, like I said before, of course, like 5-on-5, these guys came up to the court and they was talking stuff. You know, we just smashed them.
It's the right environment.
And then I'm like, yeah, if you, you know, if you were more focused on, you know,
playing
your jump shot
instead
of that Wendy's up the street, then, you know, you wouldn't have came out here and got beat. Right. But that's a different setting. That's you got it's a different setting.
It's all about setting.
It's definitely about setting. It's definitely
setting
about
context.
Setting. Because, I'm saying on the street, they don't need to be no context.
I'm just saying, like,
you can call people cripple. Doesn't matter.
What the hell?
There's no PC on the court. You bring it there, you better bring it all the way around.
Kind of wanted to talk about this little sidestep too before we jump into video game news. The topic of noon tropics. About
new tropics
like
new like no new N-O. Like moo but N-O-O. New it's N-O-O-T-R-O-P-I-C-S.
Boom. Are there old tropics?
Yeah,
there are actually.
Okay. Old tropics.
No, not new, like N-E-W, N-O-O, like
GNU?
Moon.
Like, is there a silent G?
It's like the new gods and the old gods.
GNU tropics.
GNU tropics.
No, N-O-O. New.
K-N-O-O.
Okay.
Silent
K. I go to that one.
Basically, they make your brain smarter. They make you brain a lot faster, apparently. And we tried some about 15 minutes before the show, 20 minutes before the show. Aaron and I had our first sample of... the gamer sups.
Yeah.
This is
mine.
It's on its way.
It's here. Mail. Come get it.
Did you really mail it?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So, nootropics. Well,
liar!
You probably.
No, I did. I'm just laughing at the situation.
That
you
can take away all type of credibility right there. One.
<that's it. laughs> No, you stopped the show. But did you? Oh, okay.
Ivy, you're a believer in nootropics. I've heard you talk about it before. Explain, and you're actually a big fan of them. Explain, you know,
not
what they are and how they help
se.
You.
No, I saw one of my friends, Abby Darkstar, was promoting a particular brand, I think it was last year, on her social media. So I thought, I'm like, huh. You know, it's a gamer sup. It's supposed to help you in terms of... just being more alert, more focused. And I looked at a lot of the ingredients on them. A lot of them are, you know, like natural and things like that. But you know, I went ahead and I ordered one, tried it out, and yeah, it worked really great. I mean, I was able to be focused, and I wasn't actually using it for gaming per se. I was more like getting work done and working on a costume and just I was able to focus on the task at hand versus squirrel. Oh, what was that?
So do you notice the difference? Because a lot of people say like there's kind of like hit and miss. Some are not very good. Some are great. I mean, I've dabbled in them before. I tried one from Onnit. It was not Alpha Brain, the one I want to try. But there's another one called New Mood, which I tried. But do you find success with the ones you've used?
The one I've tried, yeah, they've worked great. They're supposed to be, you know, like I said, there's a lot of organic ingredients, just like a lot of vitamin B12, things like that in it. Caffeine or guaran or taurine or whatever, you know, the same stuff that you'd find in an energy drink as well. But there's also a ton of vitamins in there. Like the one thing that I've heard that a lot of people in the gaming community generally use is Adderall, which is illegal if you're getting that prescription and you don't have ADD.
Yeah.
But apparently a lot of people do that. I was not aware of this. So people in the cosplay community do this too, apparently. You should be getting things with a prescription.
So we tried it. Web has been doing some work and some stuff with a company called GamerSups, and they sent us some of these trial packets, and we gave them a shot. Nootropics, they're described as smart drugs, cognitive enhancers, or drugs, supplements, other substances that improve your cognitive function, particularly executive functions, memory, creativity, motivation, and healthy individuals. Aaron, we tried it. Do you feel any different?
No. I feel full because I drank all. I mean, that's the difference. I got to try it on a writing session. Maybe take a swig before, like 30 minutes before, right? Yeah. Like, how long? That's the other thing. Does it say how long does it take for this to kick in?
So, it's not limitless, Aaron. So,
Corey, didn't you have... wasn't there a team you were... I'm not sure if it was... oh, crap. I'm forgetting our sponsors. Crap.
Okay, before while you're remembering,
why do you think about that?
Why, because you haven't drinking any
guys,
of this stuff.
Our guys, the company you work for.
Oh, Energy.
I'm sorry, Energy. Was it before Energy or right when you joined? Wasn't the team that you were working with? Didn't they? Weren't they using nootropics or something like that, or they were testing out something?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we used to have a sponsor named BioSteel, but I don't think that was nootropic. I think it was just like a workout supplement.
Oh, okay. So it's different.
Yeah.
This says on the back of it, do not exceed 4 servings in 24-hour period.
Yeah.
You will die.
Why?
You will die, Aaron.
It's something I don't know the science behind it, but it is – I mean, it's a
– Will I get the limitless powers?
Yeah, you will. And it's the government trying to prevent that from happening.
Because I'm just saying.
It's something with the mixture of the ingredients that – It's perfectly healthy, but in moderation, and you don't drink a ton of it because that's not good for you.
Someone in chat.
Anything that's not in moderation is bad for you. You can have an excess amount of water and die from drinking too much water.
Yeah, but I'm not about to die from drinking 4 cups of water within 24 hours.
Okay, but you're not going to die.
So then what's going to happen?
I don't know. You'll get sick.
Couch Surfer Canuck says that he's drinking a Red Bull that says do not exceed 2 a day.
That's the thing. Yeah, see? Yeah. And I know people that down those things.
Oh, wait. It says that on the Red Bull?
On Red Bull,
see what I'm saying? I know people that down those like water.
Doesn't say that on any of the other energy drinks, though. Like Monster.
I'm sure it does. Monster, Rockstar, yeah. And the thing about this, it doesn't have the same like
I didn't know that.
Bad ingredients that those do.
Yeah, this one, it had, like, no sugar in it, right?
Yeah, so, no sugar,
and,
no carbs.
And what I liked about it the most is because, I was using some G Fuel for a while.
Yeah.
And this is my first time with this, and I just shook it, like, just a couple times in the shaker cup, and there was no, like, fucking gritty taste.
Right.
Like, it was perfectly smooth, really sweet, though. It was a little sweet, so I think maybe next time I'll add more water.
But. Yeah, and you tried the Dragon Fruit Punch,
yeah,
which is really popular. And put a little bit more water in it.
I think Brock in the chat said it's a stimulant, so your heart will explode.
My heart already exploded from sadness and forever aloneness and misery.
We'll tackle that on another episode.
Yeah.
Sad music, dude. Yeah. I think
we have that violin sound effect. Oh, I got it right here. Hold on. Shit. Whoops. Whoops. I thought that was the violin.
So, I at my work, I did a lot of data entry. And data entry, like, if you've done it, it's just mindless work. It's super hard to focus after, like, hour 4. This, like, helped me, like, kind of, like Ivy said, stay on task and kind of keep focused more. I noticed the difference.
Well, I got a little stack of them, so I'm going to definitely keep trying it. It's something I'm interested in. I think if it's legal, which it obviously is, I
no, I'm just kidding.
Borderline. In this state.
It's made in Mexico.
I honestly ask a lot of the players I talk to if they even dabble in it, because like when your job is video games, why not give yourself every single advantage?
Exactly.
Right? So if it really helps, you know, why not go for it? But I just wanted to talk about that real quick. But since that's all over, let's do a little bit of this. Web's telling the news.
You just dab?
Maybe.
Right off the top of the list, let's talk about Overwatch. Overwatch Summer Games has started, going through August 29th. Everybody's favorite Lucio Ball has returned, but there's been some changes. There's a new stadium, Sydney, along the Rio map from last year. And there's some new rules for Lucio Ball. You can't boop enemies with Lucio's sound wave attack anymore, and they've changed the way the whole ultimate ability works. It no longer pulls the ball towards you. Instead, it increases Lucio's speed and the speed of his boop. Okay. So, but the big news out of this, which I think is really cool, is that not only are they having new skins, but they're selling the skins from summer 2016 for a reduced price.
Yeah. Yeah, so 1,000 gold coins or whatever for last year's skins. It's still the 3,000 for the new ones. And these skins are the best skins they've ever made.
It's so good. The Soldier 76 one, the barbecue dad.
Yeah, have you seen that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched the trailer for the whole thing. So I got
the skins on there. It's got everything. Good. It's got the sandals with the socks. It's got like the half cracked bottle of beer, I think.
Tommy Bahama t-shirt.
Well, it's to say something steak, right? Steak something.
Oh, raise the stakes or something like that, but it's steak. Something like that. Meat. Yeah.
It's
his gun, instead of an assault rifle, it's a salt rifle.
Ah, nice. I see what they did there.
You see what they did there?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh,
I do hate Reaper's skin. I can't stand it. It's driving me
crazy. It's dope. BMX.
I hate it.
Do you even watch BMX, bro?
Yeah, do you ever watch it, bruh?
No.
Well, I don't think
she's like Ricky
Reapers.
Carmichael.
There you go.
It's basic.
What do you mean it's basic? It's one of the... okay, it's not the best of this set. I'll give you that.
It's not. That Widowmaker, though.
Ooh, that Widowmaker.
That was nice. That's real nice.
She's so bad.
That's nice.
I can't wait till those cosplays.
Mercy is
Yeah, boy.
You got the Greek goddess Nike skin for Mercy.
Smite did it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they give Mercy...
Oh, I did not see that. I haven't seen the Mercy skin yet.
Oh, it's hot. Oh, it's so hot.
It's a good one.
They give her the best skins, because like her witch skin...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is a nice skin.
And then now this one. So beautiful. Oh, and then we'd be remiss. I mean, just to keep it even for the ladies, McCree's nice new skin. Oh, yeah. So hot. Did you see that one yet, Aaron? Did you see McCree's?
No. I'm trying to look at the rest of them now.
Look up
McCree. Because they did them like really fast on the trailer. You know what I mean?
Look at the McCree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see the Mercy skin, the Greek goddess.
Look at McCree lifeguard.
That's
skin.
Very pretty.
Overwatch summer. Okay.
McCree lifeguard. Oh, man.
So wait, does Mercy have two skins?
She has hers from last year.
Yeah, so you could buy her one from last year.
With the red? The red...
Yeah, from her country.
That was last year's?
Yeah, the Swedish one.
Yeah, because last year's was all, like, Olympics.
Yeah, this one's more summer fun.
I missed the entire event last year, so I'm going to definitely buy those all up.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know if the old skins will show up in the loot boxes, though?
What?
I don't think it will. I think the old skins...
So it's only the new ones?
They do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
That means there's hope for me yet for the Halloween event.
The one
should be a Halloween event.
No.
Oh, well, for next Halloween, maybe.
Yeah.
I see what you're trying to say, and you're saying that's for the ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they put them in a banana hammock then?
That would have been a little bit too excessive. That would have been objectifying.
That's have you seen Widowmaker?
I haven't seen all of it. Let me see.
There's Widowmaker. And then
she's wearing like a towel.
She's wearing like a wrap.
Come on, man.
She's all wrapped up.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
She blew it out proportion.
She bad. Widowmaker's hot.
Are you saying these are the best ones you've seen?
I think they are the best. They're the most fun. Put it that way.
Oh.
Like I looked at them and I giggled with excitement.
Yeah, I've seen better.
What's the best skin to you?
The best skin.
Best skin in the game.
That's a tough one. It's either out of. I like Reinhardt's. Reinhardt just has good skins all over.
Yeah.
Which
Dark
one?
Heart one is a good one. The old armor, like the old rusted armor or whatever.
Like the leaves on it?
Yeah, that one's a good one.
That Mercy one really reminds me of Sophitia, though, from Soul Calibur.
I'm trying to see. I can't remember what's the best ones, but I know.
That was a deep cut reference.
Right.
I like the one that came from the Year of the Rooster one for Reinhardt. That's probably my favorite of his, where he's got the mustache thing.
I'm really a fan of Zinni's. Skull Yada.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was just a purple, skull. Too.
I love that one.
Yeah,
I think one. My favorite in the game, though, besides...
Soldier 76.
Besides Barbecue Soldier 76, is probably Yeti Winston. I love Yeti Winston.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but have you guys... I did my qualifying matches for Lucio Ball. I got, like, gold or something like that. It's fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's comp now.
Yeah, they put a competitive... mode.
There's an option to play comp on there. You don't have to.
Yes.
In the arcade. I did play it earlier today. I like it And okay, so the first couple of matches, I was like, okay, this is getting repetitive. And then like third, fourth match, I was really getting into it. And then after that, I was getting very graphic with my trash talking. It was pretty bad.
Wait, did you get salty on people?
Oh, I always do when I play Overwatch. Yeah, I'm like, you asshole, yeah, move, bitch.
Really?
Damn. Yeah,
but you don't.
It's bad.
I thought you.
It's bad. It's so bad.
It's like I get Tourette's whenever I play. Like,
the thing is, she's just playing against the PC, too. She's not playing against actual people.
Wow.
Screw you. Wow. I was not playing against the PC, fool. I was playing real people. I was talking to, it was Sheldon who was in chat, because I was playing with him earlier. I was telling him, like, you know what? This is the reason why I cannot stream my gaming from Overwatch onto Twitch, because I get so angry and, like, not necessarily rage quit, but it's very close to that when I'm not winning. I just get so pissed.
But wait, we want to see the real Ivy. We don't tune in to watch your Twitch streams for you to be phony. We want to see you rage. I want to see the darkness come through you.
Yeah, but the thing is, the thing that I told him, I was like, what happens if the person that I'm playing against on the opposing team that I'm like, yeah, bitch, you blah, 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 yeah, kiss my ass, blah, 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 that I'm like going off on, what if they're like a fan and I just like,
that's,
you know,
even better,
streaming this and I'm like, oh god, they're like, oh, Ivy Doomkey just called me like a bitch or an asshole,
they'd
or this
love
or that
it.
No,
I'm gonna give you,
like, that's so messed up.
I'm gonna tell you a little secret, Ivy, that my dad taught me a long time ago.
I think you don't want to learn this secret.
He told me, he was talking about women.
Okay.
Wow.
I put it in the I translate it to the VGB fans. The harder you hit them, the more they love you.
The views of Corey Benson do not reflect video game
bad. Okay, hold on.
Holy crap.
Wait,
whoa,
wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Hold on, hold
that
on.
Is definitely hold on, not no, anything I co-signed on.
Wait, okay. Like I said, my dad is an evil, terrible person.
You didn't say that.
And
you
I preference
that.
I preference.
Well, he is.
This is probably something you wouldn't want to learn. Before he said,
but,
it. I'm just going to say,
I mean,
that.
I never hit a woman. But psychologically, if you hit your fans, they'll love you more later. I mean.
Good Lord.
What?
You got to. People love tough love. You got to slap them around a little bit.
No.
Is there like a footage you're trying to dig to? Or is you just good with six?
What?
Like, you're just digging more and more, man.
I mean.
Next story.
Yeah, there we go. What's the next one on that docket? Yeah. There we go. That's there the, yeah. There's the transition music right there.
You guys are.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know what that was.
You guys remember that game, No Man's Sky?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
There was something, what?
Something, yeah, so they're coming up with, they're still coming out with content. They're coming out with a new update.
Let me pause you right there.
Pause me right there.
Because okay, Aaron, are you going to go back to the harder you hit them, the more they love you? Because
No. Nope. I'm moving on to No Man's Sky.
Because I can justify.
No. So I saw this article. I saw a little headline.
The headline.
And
yeah.
I was online with some friends. And I was like, oh, guys, it says No Man's Sky is coming out with DLC, like a huge update. I said, let me click for disappointment. I click it.
And you got disappointment?
100%. They didn't even give me anything. Go ahead. What do you got?
All right. So here are the two big things. They're coming out with an update for the story.
No Man's Buy. I love it.
It's called, the update's called Atlas Rises. So the storyline, you following this Atlas path.
There's a story?
Yeah, vaguely. Okay. So they're coming out with an update to increase the strength of the story, kind of give the story some backbone.
So they're coming out with a story.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
And then the other big thing is quick travel. So you can now quick travel.
So I'm done then. That's the big update.
And here's the thing. This is the anniversary update. It's been a year since this game came out, and this is the big update that they're coming out with for the anniversary.
That's horrible.
And we don't even know any details about it. Like, all we know is that it's adding fast travel, and it's adding more strength to the story. We don't know in what capacity. Apparently there's still a strong fan base, but it just seems like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the three people that are still playing it, they're diehard about it, so.
There's still a lot of people who play the game, Aaron.
Are there?
Yeah, there are. I mean, it's not.
What's your definition of a lot?
It's not at its peak, but there's a lot of people who still play the game. Pretty big streamers who are still. There's just a Guardian convention, like, called Guardians Con for Destiny community that sells out in Florida. I mean, there's
what
a
does
huge
that have to do with
What's that to do with
No Man's Sky? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Okay, hold on. Chat is talking about Destiny.
There you go.
I was like so caught up in what chat was talking about.
Yep.
I hate you all. Gaming Says Gaming.
There you go.
All you guys and Ismonic, you're all talking about Destiny.
There you go.
And I tuned out my own.
Damn. So no, there's still, you want me to rewind? You want to go back?
Right there. Can we just...
There's still a convention right, they have about No Man's Sky that
No Man's
they go
Sky.
There to play Destiny.
No Man's Sky. Big anniversary update. Quick travel. More to the story.
Okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
No one cares. Nobody people cares. That are playing or not
Yeah, no
care.
One plays that fucking shit. Destiny people still play.
There you go. All right. Well, since you brought it up, we'll talk about Destiny 2.
Hold on, real quick though. I mean, does that mean that those nootropics are working for you or not?
That clearly, means they're the opposite effect.
Well, no, it's like that. It's that moment in the movie where you got too much sensory overload right now. I'm processing too much information, and things are getting the wires are getting crossed and all mumbly jumbly because I was reading chat, listening to him, solving world hunger and doing math equations all at one time, and it just got a little hectic, but. I'm good.
Back?
I'm good.
Are you with
I'm
us
back.
Now?
I'm back.
All right. Destiny 2 for the PC Master Race is coming August 28th. You get the beta, I should say. The beta is coming.
Okay. Is the game out?
No. Okay. For those who pre-ordered it, for those who didn't pre-order it, you could start playing the beta on the 29th. And the whole beta is going to run until August 31st. It concluded on the PS4 and Xbox One a couple weeks ago. They extended it an extra 2 days, and they said it was the biggest Bungie beta ever. Now, I don't know what that's comparing to. How many other betas have Bungie done? If that's the only one.
I'm pretty sure they've done Halo betas. Like,
did they?
Yeah,
okay.
That's a pretty big deal.
Okay. All right.
They also released the specs for the PC, and I'm a little shocked.
Are they low?
Yeah. Like.
Well, if you can play it on a console, it's pretty low.
Don't
you say that.
Okay. The recommended spec. So this is always like the highest one, right? Well, how are you going to play it? Like, that's the highest
one.
Yeah,
recommended.
It's the one,
this is the one they're saying if you want to get full enjoyment of the video game, of
enjoyment.
What our creation, this is how you should play it.
So Intel i5 2400 or AMD Ryzen R5 1600X. That's not big. I mean, it's not an i7, and it's not even a high i5.
Yeah.
That's. NVIDIA GTX 970 or AMD Radeon R9 and then 8 gigs of RAM.
Yeah, so that's reasonable.
Minimum specs are only an i3, a GTX 660, and 6 gigs of RAM.
So that's not too big a difference.
No.
Sounds efficient.
It's efficient.
I'll be running this shit on high, baby. Well, that is, of course, the theme song. Thank you, guys. This was an interesting episode. And we went all the way from traveling to esports Twitters and covered some good news with some Overwatch as well as
Lady Gaga.
No Man's Sky. Fuck Beyonce. Yeah, bring it.
We're not in agreement
with
anything
Corey
says about that.
All them single ladies, let's go.
There you go. That's how you're. And you just got to 1,000 Twitter followers. You might want to.
Yeah, you might want to tone it down.
Thank you for bringing that up. I hit 1,000 Twitter followers. Who am I? I'm some sort of big shot now, huh? Who is this guy?
I'm 1170, but that's okay. You're getting there.
You're at 1170?
Yeah, I have 1170.
Son of a mother. Wow.
Yeah, go Web.
However, Web, as you should know by now, it's all about the engagement levels. I'll go toe-to-toe to you with you in some engagement numbers. I mean, I'm getting I'm getting like 3 likes per post, bro.
What's the secret? Because, I mean, I don't tweet at all.
Well, that's a big problem. That's a huge issue.
Aaron, for you, your biggest thing, tweet.
Tweet.
Once you start tweeting, then we can go from there.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to start you at level 1. You can start tweeting more.
I mean, I got...
Exactly.
I guess.
I'll be hitting those Ivy numbers pretty soon. That's 70K on Twitter.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Will you?
Not anytime soon. Not
but
anytime
will you
soon.
But will you though?
But I was proud of 1,000.
I
drank a beer in celebration. Appreciate all those people who followed.
Just a beer?
You know, the best thing is when I go to the events. I just meet people, talk to people, follow people back, tell them who I am. It's just fun.
I would say.
Yeah, you're currently at 1,016.
Woo boy.
I would say going toe to toe against like the followers that you have versus the followers I have, you probably have more influential followers than I have.
Huh.
I would say.
Well,
I just tweeted something.
Just being in the field that you're in. Yeah.
You just meet people. Like Megaran followed me over the weekend because I got to hang out with him. He was a super cool guy.
He's been following me, but
you also gotta keep your ratios low.
That's something I have to work on. Your followers, you're following.
Oh.
Yeah, so like the one thing I can't stand is when someone follows you and then you look at their Twitter account and they've got almost the same amount of followers as they are following.
I'm so glad you feel the same way, because I, for the longest time, kind of felt like I was being shallow by judging my followers based on that. But to know that that's actually a thing and it's legitimate.
It is a thing. People are doing that just so that they can increase their numbers. You know, they're not actual. You might as well, if you're going to do that, you might as well just pay to have, you know, fake followers, because that's really what you're doing.
Yeah, might as well do that right now. Man.
That happened to Emilito from the Smite team last week. He like started freaking out and blowing me up on Skype because someone bought him a shitload of followers. So he got like 20,000 followers that someone bought him, and he panicked and he set his account on like locked it down so like people couldn't read his tweets and they couldn't follow him anymore. And
yeah,
he was like asking me how to get rid of him. He's like, hey, what can I do? Can I message Twitter? I was like, you could try and message Twitter, but they're pretty shitty at taking care of that. I was like, are they spamming you things? He's like, no. I was like, are they doing this, that, the other thing? He's like, no. I was like, then you might as well just keep them, bro.
Just roll with it.
I mean, the fake, if they're fake, you can't really control it. Eventually
they're going to get canceled anyway.
Yeah, they get canceled anyways. I don't know. I would never buy them. Like, I think that's like just retarded.
I have an issue with people that buy their followers.
Yeah, it's more common.
Just bought 50 than
you
of
might
them.
Expect. Aaron should we should now compete.
He's at 50.
Aaron should actually buy a shitload of followers, and we'll see like if it snowballs him faster. Because
that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it for science.
So,
how do you even buy followers? I don't even.
There's websites and click farms, and that's it's a crazy thing. But yeah. But he ended up buying. He spent like $9 on an application to help wipe out all his fake followers. So he finally unlocked his account. But
no, which is good, because the thing is when you get rid of all like the fake followers or the ones that like aren't actually accounts that are in use, then at least you have quality. Yeah. And I'd rather have quality followers than just somebody that's just hitting, you know, a follow button or a like button that's not actually going to be engaged. I absolutely want that engagement with somebody.
Yep. So thanks for 1,000. Thanks for 200 episodes. Thanks for 100 episodes of The Weekend Bang. If you guys are watching this, if you can hear my voice, the show isn't free. We would like to ask you for money. So if you can go to our Patreon,
wow. You
can go to our Twitch and hit the subscribe button and get special emoticons for all your Twitch needs. You got the Corey face, you got the Web face, you got the Aaron mustache face, you got the Ivy face, which we reduced the price of. We moved.
Yeah, Ivy. By my request. To thank you.
We moved her from the $24.99 spot down to the $9.99 spot.
And you, made
I feel though that the $9.99 spot needs to have
free.
A couple of more.
Yeah.
We need a few more emojis on the or emotes on the $9.99 spot.
Well, what's cool is that the or it's not cool. Kind of sucks, but you need to grind. The more people you get to sub, the more emotes you unlock. So I think we're like 10 points away from our next emote. So we actually, I think, owe Gaming Since Gaming an emote. I think at one point we said we were going to give him one.
Did we?
I think so.
Okay. Did the emote I wanted get approved yet or not?
I'm trying.
Did they deny it?
I'm working on it.
Did they deny it again?
Hustling. Yeah. I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
It came back through and they're like, fool, just turned it upside down.
No, I know. We turned it upside down. They denied it even when it was upside down.
Yeah, but I like waited a few days and I submitted it again, so maybe they'll forget.
Hey-o! He said, just
gaming.
In case you forgot.
Just cheered. And if you don't know, now you know. Thank you, guys. We're going to do the after show. So after the podcast, we still hang around with you guys, answer way more questions. So if you listen to the podcast, which I know you guys do, and you want the next level of interaction, that next level of bang, join us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. That's our show, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out. Sorry we went over. For the real David Webb, for Ivy Doomkitty, for Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.
That's how you're ending it?
Yeah.